This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 446 for Thursday, June 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures turn lower on this first day of summer as support from upticks in comparable oils fades away. At the final settlement, the July canola contract breaks through its support level, losing $10.50 at $599.40 per ton. The heavily traded November contract gives up $10.30 at $618.10 per ton. Following the Juneteenth holiday in the United States, the Chicago soy complex is lower, with soy oil losing its increases. European rapeseed is to the downside, but there are gains in Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil prices are higher, with some spillover going to the oilseeds. A trader warns that about a third of prairie crops are contending with conditions that are too wet and too cool. He says the situation is not a disaster, but the weather across the region needs to improve. Saskatchewan reports development of pulse crops and fall cereals are about 77% of normal. Spring cereals are 66% normal, and oil seeds are at 55%. The Canadian dollar is higher Thursday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.07 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close, at 72.94. The United States is asking the European Union to delay its deforestation law as U.S. exporters are having difficulty in preparing for the changes. The EU law will include a ban on soil and palm oil that have led to deforestation. While U.S. exports of soy to China in May surges 156% at 1.27 million tons, Brazil soy exports to China drop 19% but still come to 8.8 million tons. Meanwhile, Brazil crush lobby Abiov says demand for biofuels will be key in expanding the country's soybean acres. Abiov says China's move to diversify its soy imports will mean less reliance on Brazil. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The July contract drops 19 cents at $11.55 per bushel. July soy oil loses about a third of a cent at 43.97 cents per pound. July soy meal is down $7 at $357.60 per short ton. July corn gives up a dime at $4.40 per bushel. July oats forego 9 cents at $3.19. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago September falls back 13 cents at $5.86. Kansas City September retreats 11.5 cents at $5.98. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September drops 14 cents at $6.26. A reminder that July options expire tomorrow and first notice day is June 28th. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, June 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.